Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Big NFL news is Aaron Rodgers decides he is going to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that means he's going to play the Jets week one at MetLife Stadium. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
That makes for a juicy week one in the NFL.
Juicy,
for sure.
Mingle.
Yes, that is what Al would call a cool game. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have to check that out, and for CBS, that's a huge win because that makes their doubleheader opening weekend a huge one because there's going to be a lot of eyes All over that game at 1 o'clock at MetLife. And the fact that, you know, I'm just thinking how Aaron Rodgers is probably processing this. He knew this, obviously, because the schedules came out. They also, and the NFL had to know this too, because the NFL knew that the Pittsburgh Steelers are crossing over with the NFC North. So that means let's put the Steelers and Green Bay Packers on a Sunday night game. Why would we put the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mason Rudolph on a Monday night game?
Sunday night game. They were sniffing around. They knew
something. I think they all knew all along, it feels like to me. But anyway, nonetheless, I think it's a good thing for Aaron Rodgers. I really do. I think it's at least he goes to a stable organization. They haven't had a real quarterback there since, obviously, Ben Roethlisberger. I think the guys last year did a good job for them, and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. But, you know, this feels, to me anyway, for Aaron Rodgers, the best place to go. And the problem that he's going to have is that he's in one of the more difficult divisions.
Yeah, I mean, he did look pretty spry for his age towards the end of the season.
I thought so.
I have to give him credit for that. I did not want the Jets to bring him back. I really thought that that was the right decision to move on and turn the page and all of that. I'm curious to see what he looks like after another year of being healthy, and then he's also got an organization that's got a pretty good defense and always seems to win. It would be something, though, if Mike Tomlin's first losing season came with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback. I mean, that is something that would be fascinating to watch. But, you know, there's a couple people in my life that I'm close to that are Steelers fans, and three of them in particular all hated this yesterday. The guy who I got to know in Pittsburgh now does afternoons, one of my best friends in Pittsburgh, and we started at the radio station back in 2010, he absolutely hates it. My wife, big Steelers fan, absolutely hates it. I actually was trying to be positive with her. I said, maybe, you know, he's going to be healthy. It's better than Mason Rudolph. She's like, yeah, wishful thinking. And then our buddy Craig Currier, big Steelers fan, said that he lost his appetite when he found out that Aaron Rodgers was going to the Steelers. I mean, no Steeler fan I know likes this.
Yeah, well, what were they expecting? Like, they were expecting to go into the season with Mason Rudolph?
I guess. I mean, I guess so. And maybe giving him another chance was more appealing than Aaron Rodgers coming there. I don't know. I think when you're comparing it to that situation and what they would have been with Mason Rudolph, it's better. I don't know what else they would have expected. It's too late in the offseason for them to pull off anything else.
Well, I know they drafted the quarterback, Will Howard, out of Ohio State, which I thought was a good thing for him.
But it was like 6th, 7th round.
Yeah,
right?
I know. But I'm just saying they now have three solid quarterbacks in camp. And Aaron's going to be the number one guy. And he is obviously getting a late start. I think he's flying out there today to take a physical, and then they'll sign the contract. And maybe next week, I guess it's OTAs next week. So we'll get more information about how this whole thing fits in. And Arthur Smith is going to have to learn how to deal with Aaron and his idiosyncrasies and what he likes to do on the football field. But the Steelers, I don't think they changed their identity. I still think they're defense first, running, and then play action passing. I just think that Aaron is, 40 years old. I mean, you're not getting, and we said this when he came to the Jets, you're not getting the 25-year-old Aaron Rodgers. You're getting the 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers, where you want to use his arm and you want to use his brain.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
One of my co-hosts out there, the former punter for the Steelers and the Patriots, Josh Miller, had a line that I thought was appropriate, where he said that he's the league's most distracted player at the league's most important position.
Yes, yeah.
And I was like, that's a good quote right there. But I do think that once he locks in and he gets there, he won't be distracted. I think that it's, some of the offseason stuff, he's outspoken. He just puts everything that's in his brain out there where not a lot of players do.
Yeah, I know. But I also think, when you look at his overall statistics with the Jets, they weren't that bad. I mean, it's just the fact that he blew out his Achilles and then we had to go through all of that. And I told you when he got here, and I really felt like that the Pat McAfee thing was going to be more of a, people weren't going to like it. In other words, the Jet fan wasn't going to like it if they weren't winning. And it turned out that way. And unfortunately for Aaron, it didn't work out here. It had every opportunity to work. They tried to help him. They tried to build around him. And winning on the field didn't work. And I think there were a couple really key games where if they could have won those games, one was at home, one was in London against Minnesota, I think things could have been completely different. I think Saleh would still be here. I think Aaron Rodgers would still be here. Joe Douglas would still be here. But it really came down to like two games in my eyes that they ended up losing, that now the Jets find themselves with a new coach, a new quarterback, and a whole new way of doing things. And Aaron Rodgers is going to try to pick up the pieces on a brilliant career, and he's going to try to finish strong, and hopefully that would be the case for him anyway.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to prove it to the Pittsburgh Steelers fans, because I do feel the same thing that you do. The majority of fans probably do not like this.
You know what's interesting is when a regime changes like the Jets had, and then a former player who was part of the previous regime goes back and plays that team, some of the teeth is lost in that rematch or that homecoming, because you're not facing the guys who got rid of you, really. But in this case, you kind of are, because you've got some real storylines here with Aaron Rodgers. Now, if Aaron Rodgers were going back to play a Rob Saleh-led Jets team, that would have been even more interesting. But the fact that you had this much ballyhooed about meeting with Aaron Glenn and Aaron Rodgers, where Aaron Rodgers came out and said that, I can't believe this guy just, cut me off in the middle of a sentence, said, do you want to play football or not? And then basically said, we're moving on. And then it was a 10-minute meeting. He thought it was going to be a couple-hour meeting, and he sent him out of there. And then also everything you've mentioned about Woody Johnson, the joke about Brick Johnson, the ownership, the icy ownership thing there. I know Aaron's got a good relationship with Christopher. We don't think that he's got a great relationship with Woody. So there are some real dramatic storylines that still exist between Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, even though it's such a short tenure and it's a new head coach and a new general manager.
I mean, you know, if he comes in here and lights up the Jets for like 4 or 5 touchdowns and 350 yards, it's going to be a nightmare.
I mean, that's...
Or, you know, if the Jets come out and Aaron Glenn's defense get all over him and just absolutely beat the living daylights out of him, you know, there's that possibility as well.
Well, you think about the overreactions that happen after week one, and this is going to be even more so. Because if Aaron Glenn and his team beats up Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in week one, it's going to be like, wow, look at these guys, new regime, we're moving on. What a poetic situation where the new Jets just beat up Aaron Rodgers and the old Jets. And then if it's the other way around, it's going to be like, this is the most Jet thing in the world.
Yeah,
that Aaron Rodgers, who couldn't get it done here, comes in here, lights them up. You know, last time we saw Aaron Rodgers week one at MetLife Stadium, he was bringing out the flag on 9/11 and then popped his Achilles. And now we see him week one at MetLife Stadium.
Two years later.
In a Steelers in a Steelers uniform, throwing for 4 touchdowns and beating the Jets. I mean, so whatever way happens, like, that Jet fan is going to be on just complete tilt, or they're going to be ready to celebrate a championship after that first week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.